Are you looking for money-saving advice to grow and promote yourself and your business? If so, this is the show for you. Put your hands together for the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show with host and author Lisa Sims.
Hello and welcome to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And as always, it is my pleasure to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Today just happens to be May 27th of 2015 at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I hope you had an awesome Memorial Day weekend. I know I did. I had a couple of days off from work, and I enjoyed it. I did absolutely nothing. Well, I can't say nothing. I did work on some other projects that I've got going on, but I did take it easy. So a lot of rest and relaxation that was desperately needed. And I was looking forward to doing today's show, so I was like, well, the vacation is over, so we're now back into grind mode. But as always, I love doing this show, and I love providing information to you to help you stretch a dollar to save and make thousands. So we've got a great show lined up for you today, so I don't want to prolong the time. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and jump into our announcements. And as always, I'd like to let you know when the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show airs so that you can always be in the know and know when to listen to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. And the show just happens to air on the first and the last Wednesday of each month at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So all you have to do is log on to blogtalkradio.com/stretchingthedollar, and you can listen to the show live via your browser. Now, I know everybody is on a busy schedule and has a lot going on, and we've made it real easy for you to never, ever miss an episode of the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, because you can listen to the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show via iTunes, and now we are available via the Stitcher app, which is available on both Apple and Android devices. So you can always take me with you, and you never have to worry about missing an episode. It is just that easy. And as I said, you can always log on to blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar and listen to the episode in your browser. And also, I highly encourage you to follow me on the various social media networks that I just happen to frequent. And we're going to get started with Twitter. Now, on Twitter, I have two Twitter handles. And the first Twitter handle is B as in boy, I, Z as in zebra, Money Saver. And that particular Twitter handle, I send out informative tweets about money-saving ways that you can stretch a dollar in your business. And my other Twitter handle is Author Lisa Sims with one M, and that's an I, not a Y. So that's Author Lisa Sims. And with that particular Twitter handle, I send out informative tweets about upcoming book projects that I'm working on and speaking engagements and things of that nature. So to make it easy, I would just go ahead and follow me on both of those Twitter handles so you will always be in the know. And also, I highly encourage you to like our Facebook page, and we made that one as simple as we could as well. And all you have to do is visit facebook.com/stretchingadollar, and we're doing an awesome job of keeping that page updated. You may see some updates about Shark Tank. That's my, you know, that's my on my bucket list. So every Friday I'm watching Shark Tank, and I post different things about the different entrepreneurs that are appearing on that particular episode. So we try to keep it, you know, lively and fresh so it never gets kind of stale. And also, I'm also on Google Plus, so you can follow me there as well. Now, if you would like to be a guest on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show, I would love to have you. All you have to do is visit our blog at stretchingyourcash.com and click on the Be My Guest link. Fill out the form with the necessary information. And the only requirements that I have, I actually have two. Number one, your particular topic that you would like to discuss needs to fit into the theme of our show, which just happens to be Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs. And secondly, you must be able to talk about that particular topic for at least, I'd say, about 20 to 30 minutes. So if your particular topic meets the theme of our show and you can talk about it for 20 to 30 minutes, then, hey, fill out that form. I'll review it, and then someone will be in contact with you to get you scheduled for the show. It is just that easy. And also, I highly encourage you to go out on Amazon.com. We have our books out there, and then you'll also see our latest, well, my latest book project that is going to launch on July 1st. I decided I'd do something different for my birthday. I decided I would launch a book release on my birthday. So, you know, I decided that I wanted to do something a little bit out of the norm. So this is what I came up with. So I highly encourage you to go out there and take a look. The name of the book is The Believer's Heart Checkup, Strategies for Keeping Your Heart Right with God. And even though I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a believer first. So I just wanted to put that out there and let you know that that book is going to be available on July 1st. And so just check out Amazon.com. We have some interesting books out there, and we're actually working on more books and more projects than we have time to do. Whew, I tell you, after I get through with the announcements, I'm always kind of winded. So what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to jump into today's topic, which just happens to be 5 photo apps to help you market your small business while stretching a dollar on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. The Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, you are in for a treat today. And before we went to commercial break, I forgot to mention that the chat room is open. And if you have any questions about any of the apps that we're going to be discussing, or maybe you have some different apps that you'd like for me to mention, feel free to post it in the chat room. It is open, and I'll be checking that throughout the show. So today we are going to be discussing five photo apps to help you market your small business while stretching a dollar. And the way that I came up with this particular topic is that I was on Facebook one day and I saw a lot of different images with text written on them. There were some graphics and different colored backgrounds and things of that nature. And my mind got to wondering. I was like, well, you know, there's different ways that that can be done, but I'm looking for a simple, quick and easy way to do it. Now, I'm pretty tech savvy, and I didn't want to have to go to the big guns like the Photoshop or the GIMP. I wanted something that I can use on the go, on the fly, and be done with it. And so I did some investigation, and I came up with today's topic about different photo apps. And just to give you a little bit of background, I kind of mentioned Photoshop and GIMP, but in the days before the iPhone and Android and things of that nature, before the tablets and mobile devices that weren't really hot and heavy as they are now, when I was working in IT and doing web development, there were the web designers and then there were the web developers. Now, the web designers used the tools such as Photoshop and Fireworks and GIMP, which is a open source equivalent to Photoshop. And basically what it does is it allows you to basically be as creative as you want by using different layers. You can arrange your pictures and images and text in such a way by using layers and applying different effects to them that you can come up with some pretty creative designs. If you actually look at, I'd say, some of the print publications, same concept, but just that's for print, but we're talking about for web. And using Photoshop, now Photoshop has a lot of capability, and you can easily get lost in it if you are not a well-versed person with Photoshop. So for small business owners, it can be a little bit intimidating. And then back then, it was the sticker shock, because Photoshop itself was like between $500 and $700, and that was for each computer you were trying to install it on. But now, you know, there's the Adobe Creative Cloud, and you can get a subscription and all of that, but you still need to know how to use Photoshop in order to take advantage of it. Even though the price has come down via the subscription, basically you still have to know how to use it. But as a small business owner, and we're stretching our dollars and we're trying to get our name out there and build our brand, we don't really want to invest a whole lot of money in Photoshop. And, of course, there's GIMP, and I use GIMP, and it's, you know, it takes a little getting used to, but if you've used Photoshop, GIMP is no problem. But the point I'm trying to make is that we are so dependent upon our mobile devices, I know I am, and that I was like, well, there has to be some apps that are pretty cool that we can use from our phone that will deliver the same type of quality. Might not be as good, but it's pretty good for what we're trying to do. And so I decided to go with this particular show. So I'm going to start jumping into some of the apps and give you a little bit of background information about them as we go along. Now, the first app that I found, and I'm going to preference this, I am a iPhone and iPad user. I'm going to apologize now to the Android users because I didn't check to see if this was available on Android. I'll do another show particularly for Android, but for today, all of these apps that I'm going to be referring to, I know are on at least the iPhone. Okay, So the first app that we're going to talk about is called InstaQuote. That's I-N-S-T-A, quote, Q-U-O-T-E. And this particular app, now there's a free, and then there's also a paid version as well. Now, just getting started, I would say kind of play around with the free version to see how you like it before you actually spend money on the paid version. And the paid version, I believe it's either 99 cents or $1.99. It's anywhere from 99 cents to $2.99. That's kind of what I remember. But the good thing about this particular app, it is very, very easy to use. They already have some pre-established backgrounds that you can use. And basically, you select the background, you double tap to actually write your message, or you can even access your own pictures from your camera roll, and you can use that as a background. And once you've done that, and you can play around with the font and the color of the font and centering and all that stuff, alignment and all that good stuff. But the good thing about it is that once you get your image the way you want it, then basically you can save it to your camera roll, or you can go ahead and share it on either Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or other applications as well. And you can do all of that from your phone. And it doesn't take a lot of time to do it. I mean, you can create some type of marketing message, whether it's just a quote that you come up with or a saying or a promotional discount code or something that you want to get out there or whatnot and put it on these different social media networks. You can do it within about, I'd say, 2 to 5 minutes, and your message is out there. And the way that I use it, is I use it for quotes that I come up with, and I'll post it to Twitter as well as Facebook. And it's actually gotten some pretty good responses, and I even put it on LinkedIn. And so I've been pretty impressed with it, and I went ahead and I actually paid to get the paid version so that it wouldn't have the InstaQuote branding in it, which is another thing you want to probably do once you try it out and you decide that you like it. Then I would highly encourage you just go ahead and get the paid version so that you're not actually promoting InstaQuote in every particular image that you do. But this is a great app. I mean, it really is, and it has so many different uses. I mean, basically, if you were having an event and you were a speaker. Now, I did this for a particular event. I was at the Decatur Book Festival last year, and I had my picture taken in front of the podium, in front of the microphone. And so basically I took that picture and I used InstaQuote to insert a quote that I had, and basically I posted it on all my social media networks to kind of increase my visibility on my social networks and also to kind of increase my followers. So you just have to be very creative in terms of how you want to use these apps, but they are out here. You can use them from the palm of your hand, and they don't take a whole lot of time, and the learning curve is not that great. So we've got InstaQuote. That is our very first one. Our next app that we're going to talk about is called Singing Text, and that's T-E-X-T-S. And basically what this particular app does is that same premise as InstaQuote. Basically, you have a background. You can type whatever you want to type. You can remove the watermark if you want to, but here's the thing about removing the watermark. You're going to have to pay anywhere from 99 cents on up to $3.99 to remove the watermark so that It does not say singing text in the background of your image. And you can be as creative as you want, and you can also preview your image, and it does the same thing. You can save it, and you can actually post it to your social media networks. And that's right from the palm of your hand within 2 to 5 minutes. And the advantage of that is just the flexibility. As we were talking about Photoshop and everything, and of course, yes, now you can use Photoshop from the cloud and whatnot, but there's something about opening up an app and you can just do it a little bit more quickly, and it opens it up for those that may not be as well versed in graphic design. I mean, as long as you come up with something that looks pleasing to the eyes, not too busy, not too many colors, and you're doing good. So you just have to be creative in what you are trying to do. So I would highly encourage you to take a look at the Singing Text, that's T-E-X-T-S app, and check it out. It is free, but if you want to remove the watermark, which you probably will because you don't want to promote that in all the images that you create, just know that you're looking at anywhere from 99 cents to $3.99 to remove that watermark. So what we're going to do now is we are going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into the third photo app to help you market your small business while stretching a dollar on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. To the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host and author of the book Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, and Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And before we went to commercial break, we were discussing photo apps to help you market your small business while stretching a dollar. And we are going to dive into the third app that I found that is very interesting, that can help you market your business on a budget. And this particular app is called Phoenix. Now, the Phoenix app, it will allow you to basically, you can import images that you have from Instagram, Facebook, or even Flickr, and you can also import images from your camera roll. So that is good as well. And what it allows you to do is once you've selected your particular image, then you can do all sorts of neat things with this particular app. You can add text to your image. You can actually, now this one is a little bit more advanced, and it really helps you to bring out the artistic side because you can add art filters and light effects and shapes and frames and stickers and all types of different things. And this, in my opinion, is kind of in the same ballpark as like the Photoshop and the GIMP, except for the layers and everything. They kind of disguise the layers, but you can do all sorts of things with your images. And then once you have done everything that you want to do to this particular image and you're happy with it and you say, okay, yes, I'm done, I love it, then what you can do is you can share it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Flickr, Tumblr, Google Plus, and even email it if you so choose. And one of the things also, you can save it to your camera roll or to the library, and you can use Hootsuite and basically kill one, you know, use one image and post it on multiple social networks at one time. Remember, we're all about saving time and money, and that is a good way to do that. And so if you have not checked out the Phoenix app, I would highly encourage you to do so. Now, when I actually downloaded the Phoenix app, it was actually free. I got it during one of those when it was a free promotion and everything. So I'm not sure what the typical cost is, but I know when I got it, it was free. So just check it out in the app store and see what the price is and just kind of play around with it and see how you like it. So that was the Phoenix app. All right. Number four, we're moving on, and that is the Photor app. That's F as in Frank, O-T-O-R. And this particular app does a lot of interesting things. You have to turn on your sound if you want this one. I mean, it works, but it tells you to turn on your sound and everything. But the good thing about it is that you can create collages within the app. You can do a classic collage or a magazine. So if you are promoting a particular event and you want it to give it some traction and everything and post it on your social media networks, you could do that as well. So it's very easy to do. They already have the themes already set up for you, and you can just import your images into the template, and you can customize it the way that you see fit. And it's just like the Phoenix app. It has a lot of tools to enhance the quality of the image, and you can add different effects, and you can also add some more advanced features, and you can crop, and you can add the stickers and the text and all of that. And then once you are satisfied with it, same type of deal with the Phoenix app, then you can go ahead and share it to your social media network. Some of those that are listed here are Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, Line, Twitter. Even if you want to send it as a text message or even as a postcard, and then they have more that are also available. So it is very easy to use, and you can basically have good quality images with good marketing messages. You just have to be creative in terms of how you use it. And the whole point of these apps is to help you to stay in front of your target audience so that they can see you, and when they see something from you, then it brings you to the top of mind, kind of top of mind recognition. I'll give you a good example. I used the InstaQuote app for my author Lisa Sims Twitter handle. And what I did was I chose a background and I came up with a particular quote And what I did is I signed it, but I also wanted to put, you know, I put my name on it, but I also wanted to put some other pertinent information on there. So I made sure that I put my Twitter handle on there so that people would actually know, okay, well, follow me, you know, and you can even put your hashtag on there. If you've got a hashtag that you want people to remember, put the hashtag on there. Put things on these images that people are going to look for. Now, the thing about images is that, particularly when they're on social media networks, is that basically they're not really searchable because it's an image and it can't really read the image. So you want to make sure that whatever the pertinent information that you are trying to convey in your image comes across in the actual 140 characters. I'm just using Twitter as an example. You want to make sure that that is in that 140 characters so that it can be searchable, because images, just based on their nature right now, they're just not readable by different types of search engines. You can submit them to different search engines, but the actual text within that image is not readable. So keep that in mind. And then another thing that is good to do is it would probably behoove you, and this just came to me while I was sitting here, is that basically you want to go ahead and submit your images. Google has a image library. If you do google.com/images, I think, or just Google Images, there is a great repository of images. And so if you do it right and you put in the right keywords that are associated with your image, then when people are actually searching for, say, your particular product or service, then you would happen to come up. So you have to think strategically about it when you are creating these images. I know we're just talking about the photo apps, but it goes a little deeper than that. We have to think outside of the box and think about how can this image help people to actually find me or my business or whatever the case may be. It's not just about the image. The image is, you know, if we want to think about it in terms of fishing, there's certain things that you need. You need a fishing rod and you need bait. Well, think of your image as the bait. And if you put the right type of bait in the right water, then you'll catch the right fish. And the same thing applies with this. If we do the same thing, we can catch the right type of fish, or at least gain some attention that we did not have. So you have to just think about it outside of the box. I know a lot of people, I don't want to do that. That's wasting time. Well, it's only two to five minutes. I mean, you can do these photo images while, if you're in the post office line or in the grocery store, or if you got some time, you're waiting in the carpool line for your kids. Whenever you have some time, you can whip out your phone and come up with something kind of creative and interesting that you see. And another thing that these images do is it allows you to be able to connect with your audience on a personal level, because, yes, as entrepreneurs, we're always looking for ways to create products and services and get people to buy what we have, but it all goes back to trust, and it all goes back to relationships, and people want to feel like they can relate to you, that you are personable, that you've got something in common. It's not just, okay, well, this person is an author and this person is pushing books. No. Connect with the people. Why should I care? What's in it for me? How does this relate to me? Why should I care? And that's what people are looking for. So if you happen to see something, the other day I was driving Well, I wasn't driving. I was in the passenger seat. My husband was driving. And I saw a billboard on it for a church. I like to read the billboards of the churches. And this one had an interesting message on it. So I pulled out my phone. We were at the red light, and I was able to take a picture of it, and I was able to post it and everything. So things like that are the things that people want to be able to feel like they can actually connect with you and feel like they know you instead of just you're just a face in the crowd. So wherever you are, there's always an opportunity for you to snap some type of image and add some text to it, and don't forget to add your social media contact, whether it's, you know, your Twitter handle or hashtag or Facebook or Instagram or what, you know, whatever it may be. Another example, I like to go walking. I'm losing weight. I have like 10 more pounds to go. So I like to go walking at the park. And one particular day, it was a very nice day, and the sky was just so blue, and there were so many clouds in the sky. I mean, it was just an awesome picture. So I took out my phone, and I took a picture of the clouds and the sky, and there's a background for me. I just got to think of what I'm going to put on it, but I do have the background stored on my camera roll, but I just got to think of something that I'm going to say in order to connect with my audience. And the same thing goes for you. Wherever you are, there is a picture opportunity that is waiting. You just have to be creative and see it and visualize it and realize how you're going to use it to connect with other people. So what we're going to do now is we are going to go ahead and take our last commercial break, and then I'm going to discuss the last photo app to help you market your small business while stretching a dollar on the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. The Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show. I'm your host and author of the book, Stretching a Dollar to Save and Make Thousands, an Entrepreneur's Guide to Doing More with Less, Lisa Sims. And if you are just tuning in, we have been discussing five photo apps to help you market your small business while stretching a dollar. And we have reached the point where we are going to discuss the last photo app to help you market your small business. And the last app happens to be called InstaFlash Pro. And InstaFlash Pro basically allows you to take a picture using your mobile device's camera, or it will also access your photos from your camera roll, and you can select that as well. And then once you have an image selected. It's just like all the other apps that we've been discussing thus far. You can change the exposure, the field light, add text to it, change the color, do all kinds of interesting things to it. And I'm trying to see, is there any text on here? I don't see text, but there's quite a few things that you can do to your images. I don't think it allows you to add text. That's the only bad thing about this one. I think this one is just kind of making your images look better and changing the hue and the color of it. But in any case, you can always save it as, save a copy of your image to your camera, to your camera roll, and you can take it into another photo app and actually add text if you so like. But if you are just out and about and you wanted to kind of enhance the picture of, well, the quality of the picture that you have taken, this is a good app to do that as well. And then it will allow you to share it just like all the rest of the apps do. It will allow you to save it to your camera roll and share it on your different social media networks. So all of these apps, there's not one that just happens to be the all-time winner, but I do like InstaQuote just because of its ease of use, the ability to add text. It's pretty intuitive, doesn't take a whole lot of brain power to figure out how to use it, and you can create and be done in 2 to 5 minutes. But the whole point of this show was just to get you to thinking outside of the box and using the tools that you have at your disposal. Sometimes we think we need all of these fancy tools. We got to get a subscription to Adobe Creative Cloud, or we need, we have to learn GIMP. I mean, all of these things are good. I'm not saying, I'm not knocking any of it. If you want to learn Photoshop, by all means, go ahead and learn Photoshop. But we're trying to work smarter and not harder. So if you do have time to learn Photoshop or GIMP, then go ahead and do so. But if you're like most entrepreneurs, including myself, and you're wearing multiple hats and you're being pulled in different directions, then it's really, really hard to sit down and even watch a training video on how to fully utilize the capability of Photoshop and GIMP, let alone read a book on how to actually use Photoshop or GIMP. I mean, there's periods of time where we have downtime, but I'm more about utilizing the time that I have efficiently and to the best of my ability. And these apps will allow us to do so. And the other thing, of course, always remember that some of these apps can be draining on your battery. So make sure that you have some kind of external charger with you so that you can, you know, there's nothing worse than having an idea and then you got to wait to do something with it because the battery on your phone or mobile device needs to be recharged. But the whole point is just to get you to thinking how you can actually use these apps to promote not only yourself but your business and build your brand all at the same time for little or no money. And that's what it's all about. You don't have to do the bells and whistles and go and hire a graphic designer. And, of course, yes, you can go on Fiverr and hire somebody for $5 or whatnot. But depending on how many times you need a graphic design, you know, that $5 is going to add up. So if you can do some of these things yourself, then you are saving some money until you can actually either hire someone or contract with someone on a on a regular basis, depending on the frequency of which you're having these designs created. So I just wanted to introduce these to you, get you to thinking about them, and encourage you to go to the App Store, download them, try them out, see what you like, see what you don't like, and use it and see what kind of response you get. It's one of those things you just can't download an app to your phone and do nothing with it. You have to actually use it and see the responses that you're actually getting. And then if it doesn't work for you, then you can say, well, hey, I downloaded this particular app. I used it. I thought it was going to be better and help me increase my exposure, but that just didn't happen. Well, you know, you chalk it up. You say, well, I didn't fail. I just learned a valuable lesson. And that's all what it's all about being an entrepreneur. You have to keep trying and trying things until you find that one thing that sticks. It's like they say, it's like throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing if it sticks or something like that. Same concept with these photo apps. So I hope that you will go and download the apps and just give them a try and let me know how they actually work for you. And then if you find some other ones, and there's tons more. I mean, there's, when I did this search, there were more apps than I could shake a stick at, but I just wanted to present to you just the top five that I've tried out and give you my experience and everything and just kind of let you know how I enjoyed them and everything. So that's going to do it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed the information, and it was informative, and it is something to just kind of get you jump-started and thinking in a different direction. And that's really what the purpose of the Stretching a Dollar for Entrepreneurs show is. It's besides for getting you to stretch your dollar, but it also gets you to do a paradigm shift and start thinking in a different direction and say, okay, well, my money may be a little bit stretched, so how can I do this without breaking the bank? And that's what we're here for. So mark your calendars for June the 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is going to be our next show, and as always, the shows are going to be informative, and you're going to be able to take away some information that you'll be able to apply immediately. You don't have to read up on it. It's just you take it, you apply it, you use it, you see if it works. So I hope you can join me on June the 3rd at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you can't join me live, remember what I said earlier in the show, you can always check me out in iTunes as well as the Stitcher app, and you can always visit blogtalkradio.com/stretchingadollar. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Those Twitter handles, again, are B as in boy, I-Z, Money Saver, and author Lisa Sims with one M, and that's an I, not a Y. And also like my Facebook page at facebook.com/stretchingadollar. So I'm going to let you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, and I hope you have a great week. Well, remainder of the week. It's like once you have a holiday on a Monday, you don't know what day it is, and that's kind of where I am. I'm like, okay, it is Wednesday, isn't it? But enjoy the rest of your week and everything, and we will be right back with you next Wednesday, and we're going to have a pretty good show lined up for you as well. So until then, continue to stretch a dollar until it hollers, and also always look for free ways to do things in your business so that you can stretch your dollar even further. So until then, God bless.